When ere I drink of Friesland ale, drawn from an old brand bottle, I feel as if a summer's morn were running down my throttle. A pint of sunshine at a swipe, all sparkle, grip and metal. There's nothing like good home-brewed ale for keeping folks in fettle. There's nothing like good home-brewed ale for keeping folk in fettle. There is no ale from barley brewed with half so rich a flavour for English folks and English soil in every drop I savour. It does not tie the legs or feet, nor set the head a-tupping. It makes a ploughman feel a king, because it's royal supping. It makes a ploughman feel a king, because it's royal supping. It floweth from the bottle's mouth, in form like cream but richer. It bubbles up in bunches rare like roses in a pitcher. But never roses half so fair, so dewy, coil and sappy. A mellow pot of Friesland ale would make a gate post happy. A mellow pot of Friesland ale would make a gate post happy. When ere I drink this mellow brew with malt and hops in plenty, I'm 10 year younger with a pint, and if of two, I'm 20. The laughing stream runs down my neck, and round's teetotal day chin. I'd go to chapel twice a day if Friesland ale were preaching. I'd go to chapel twice a day if Friesland ale were preaching. The man who drinks good Friesland ale grows ruddier than the cherry. He walks on daisies all his life in sunshine bright and merry. For old King Time goes hand in hand with Friesland folks are laughing. He knows their hearts will ne'er grow old as long as they keep quaffing. He knows their hearts will ne'er grow old as long as they keep quaffing.